The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the 223rd episode of The National Obsession.
Whoa.
With me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. John, we completely missed out number 222, Three Little Ducks.
Oh, standing there like, what's the umpire? David Shepherd?
On 1 foot. Nelson.
Nelson.
Double Nelson. We've reached 223, which is nothing.
Yeah, but 222 is quite a nice milestone. And
but we got off. We took a single.
Just took a single. Got off. Yeah, off strike.
Imagine we've taken a four. Done four in a row. That's it. We're now on 226.
226.
That's it. Just how it goes.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
You're high on life, aren't you?
High on life, John,
because
you know why?
Just had a celebrity encounter.
I've had a celebrity encounter, which was... Honestly, there's not many people I get excited about. I mean, honestly, couldn't care less about many celebrity people.
Once you met one, you met them all, haven't you?
Just people.
Just normal people.
Just people.
Just innocent men.
Me son. Me son's really good at this, right?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying he was one.
Well, he will be.
He will be.
Bloody will be. Cannot wait to have the Dominic Holland situation.
Where, put your feet up.
Where he just goes straight past me. Looking forward to that.
As long as he looks after you.
Well, I don't even need that. Just enjoy...
basking his reflected glow.
Imagine being... What's her name? Tim Healy. Matt Healy's dad.
Oh, yeah.
And
Denise Welsh.
Who's the funniest person for some reason to be the mum of a lead singer one of the biggest rock bands in the world. And is Denise.
It's like a good really picture bad of her with like Taylor Swift or someone, isn't there? Yeah.
It's like a Victoria
Wood.
She could
be Taylor Swift's mother-in-law.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think they've split up now. Showbiz gossip update.
Have they?
Yeah. Sorry to break the news live.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
A Swiftie.
Oh. I think she's immense.
I quite like Taylor Swift, and I don't mind her. All right.
Taylor Swift does sound like a National League footballer as well.
Yeah. Yes.
It's about on the nose. It's about on the nose as a modern on loan from Southampton player.
Exactly. We saw Taylor Swift on loan. Only 17 years old, but he comes with...
But, you know, he's been doing well in the under-23s and...
He's always, and he makes a mistake, it's I'm the problem, it's me. He's always first one to put his hands up.
It's me, hi. He's just going to shake it off.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a bit of a knock, he's going to shake it off. Wow. So how do we get onto Earth so quickly? How do we get to Matt Healy?
We're talking about celebrity encounters.
Stan
Bean. Wind it back.
That was it.
Yeah.
I remember we met Frank Vincent's mum.
Okay.
Remember that, John?
I thought you were going to say Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli's mum, I never met her. Have you ever seen Jersey Boys?
I've not, no.
Oh, it's good.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
I like to sing along to Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, John, but I can't do the high notes, so I point for the high
okay,
notes.
Okay, that's quite nice.
I'll go, big girls don't cry, big girls... They don't cry.
Saturday night, is that one?
Oh, no, that's the Drifters. Sorry, Saturday night.
You're thinking of
Oh, what a night.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, sorry,
late September back in 63. Lovely time for Robin Stubbs. Nothing wrong with that.
September 63.
Of course. Late September 63, of course. Robin Stubbs would have been...
In his prime,
of course. Torquay, of course, a great place to live in the 60s. What a very special time for me. What a lady. What a night.
Who cares what picture we see? I've now gone into the Drifters.
Here we are, yeah. Oh, yeah, Saturday night in the movies. Yeah, of course.
Who cares what picture we see?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with movies.
Look in the book.
Look in the book. What's on? Look in the book. Yellow Pages.
Got the number of the cinema, Dave? Look in the book. Dave's the Yellow Pages advert.
Oh, yeah. Won't give you any information before the internet. Find it out yourself.
Look in the book. Wait, wind it back a little bit further, God. Because you were starting to talk about a celebrity encounter you just had, and you still haven't said who it was.
Still haven't found out who it was. It's going to be disappointing now.
Yeah.
We've gone through Taylor Swift. We've gone through... the 1975,
yep.
We've gone through Robin Stubbs, we've gone through
Ray and Dave.
All in the first 4 minutes
yeah.
of this Pooh's letter. Deacon Blue, John. We're just in the lift.
There you
work.
Go. We got there in the end.
The floor we work on is Talk Sport, Z-Kyle FM, and Virgin Radio. And they were obviously coming out. And we see all sorts, don't we, Joel? Coming in and out, we see absolutely all sorts.
Yeah.
Joan Armour Trading was in the other week.
No.
I love Joan
was
Armour.
She?
Yeah. And I didn't say anything. And I hugely
Damn.
Regret it. Because what a brilliant.
Did you see her?
I saw her.
Oh.
She walked past.
I had no idea.
And I nearly went,
Joan Armour Trading.
Boom, boom. What a treat. What?
I love
writing
that. Song.
Yeah. How do you even start to write
Make
that
love.
Song?
Yeah, it's great.
Love, of course. Give a little love. So Deacon Blue, both of them were in the. I was in the lift.
Ricky
with
Ross,
Deacon Blue.
And
come on, John. Don't,
I can't remember
don't test
the other
it.
One.
Don't test me out. Google it.
Okay.
Google it, because that was that one of the. In the panic of meeting them.
Hey, Ricky. Hey.
In the panic of meeting them, I said hello to her first. I said, "I'm a huge fan."
They're not Rick Ross.
I'm a huge fan. To her, I said, "I absolutely love." Your music, and it's, you know, it's early, John, isn't it? No one wants it. And I thought, oh, you're being the worst.
Lorraine McIntosh.
Lorraine. Which, if you're in Lorraine, you would need a McIntosh.
A McIntosh.
That's how to remember her name. If you're
Stanley
in France,
called her that on purpose.
If you're in France.
But you sort of don't know the French for
you're trying to buy a coat in France. That's how you remember her name.
You know,
Lorraine McIntosh. anyway, God, this has gone on, hasn't it? It's like a bloody.
What's the story?
just that I met
okay,
Deacon
did you
Blue.
Met Deacon Blue?
And I explained that I said to him, look, I am a huge Deacon Blue fan. Absolutely, I know how drunk I am. I always request Real Gone Kid at weddings.
Yeah.
And I know how drunk I am by how many times I've requested Real Gone Kid. Because Real Gone Kid is an utter banger all day long.
Classic.
Lyrically, musically, the vibe of it, the soul of it, everything. Brilliant, brilliant record.
I heard you come in and I heard you saying that to someone, but I thought you were talking to the receptionist.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were talking to actual Deacon
Blue. I was high on life.
Yeah.
I was high on life.
I had a celebrity encounter on the weekend.
Counter.
On
yeah,
counter.
Yeah.
If it's of interest.
Who?
Because I didn't go to Avely versus Torquay.
No, I didn't.
Unfortunately. I
explained to you, John, I didn't go to Avely Torquay because this was my thought process. They're shit, they're tin pot, we should beat them. So if we beat them, so what?
We've beaten Avely.
Avely. And if we lose, hello, I'm in Avely.
And we've just
and
lost.
And we've just lost. Which is what turned out to be.
I went to Brentford versus Bournemouth on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky to have another team to be able to support. I know it's not your
well,
team.
Well, my other half supports Bournemouth.
So we went to watch
Brentford versus Bournemouth. I was knocking around in West London before. Went back to where I used to live in Barnes. Had a little mooch around. It's very close to Brentford. Who should I walk past on the street but Stanley Tucci?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's in my favourite ever, one of
Big
in my
night.
top three films.
He wasn't in Avely.
He wasn't in Avely.
He didn't see him cutting around in
Brent. I bet he wouldn't have been going Brentford when they were playing Torquay 15 years
I don't think he was
ago.
Going to Brentford either. Oh. He was. Do you know what? Do you know what surprised me? He was doing some shopping on the high street in Barnes and he was putting a little like granny trolley behind him.
Was he?
Yeah.
Like a shopper?
Yeah.
A granny shopper?
Yeah.
Wow.
Stanley Tucci's granny shopper.
Just before we get started on the football, John, and this is relevant. As always, I try and bring the stories back to.
Yes.
Took my daughter to, she's seven, to climbing club.
Okay.
Sunday. Have we been climbing, John?
Yeah, not for a long time. I've been rock climbing.
Have you?
Yeah.
This is.
I mean, this has been
indoor.
Talking about.
Yeah.
15
this is
years ago.
Turned up on some trading estate in Reading.
Yeah.
Like somewhere you'd get shot if you were mafia.
somewhere nice like that. Yeah,
Sunday morning, and there were my beautiful 7-year-old daughter. And I thought, oh, God, oh, no, this isn't going to be it. Walked in, amazing place.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant place. Beautiful, natural light. Really, everyone's really positive. Really positive, kind, gentle, calm people. Really nice people. And I sat there and I had a lovely cup of coffee and a bit of gluten-free carrot cake while she learned to climb and she was. Straight up and down, and I watched all these positive people on a Sunday morning climbing up and down, doing what a whole new tribe of people I sort of saw. Really, really interesting. And I thought this is very like the National League South, me sat here having a cup of coffee. having a cup of coffee, doing nothing, while all these people are climbing, going up, improving themselves.
Yeah, who does that remind you of?
It's like watching all the other Devon teams be yeah. top of the league and in the championship.
Yeah.
We're sat having a cup of some carrot cake.
Rubbish.
Anyway, that was that bit.
On that note.
No, John, let's.
Come on.
See what's coming up in the podcast.
On this week's episode 223, the National Obsession.
Did you
know
it's 2223, John?
I've got it worked out, yeah.
I just saw the other day it was 222 and I thought that's interesting. We said nothing about it. We always
miss
them.
We didn't even do like a Richie Benno and go 2222.
Nothing.
Morning, everyone.
Nothing.
Yeah, sometimes we just like to surprise people.
Well, ourselves, maybe.
A lot of the time.
We are recording Tuesday morning. There is a match tonight. Yeah, we couldn't
breakfast.
Fit it in the rest of the week.
The schedules just didn't allow, unfortunately. So you're just going to have to fill in the blanks yourselves.
What's
have
in
we
the
got?
Podcast, John?
National League South news.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to make myself do a little bit of National League news this week because I'm feeling bad. We've neglected it so far. Who knows what the hell's going on in the National League?
No one knows.
Not been looking.
Who's top? Wrexham?
Couldn't tell you. I was talking to some. There's a Barnet fan in this office.
Oh.
He said to me yesterday, "You see how we got on at the weekend?" And, no, I didn't.
No.
Why would I be looking
we
at that?
We are a National League podcast, though, John.
I don't look at the National Leagues. Anyway, we are going to look at it this week.
You go, why would I look at that tin pot?
Talk to me about Braintree.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
To you about, what about Hemel?
Braintree beat Worthing 4-0.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, we're calm for that. John Pemberton's back this week.
That's nice, John.
He's it's time for you to role play your own game of guess what he's doing this week based on the news.
What do you think he's doing this week?
Based on the week's news headlines.
Yeah.
Try and have a guess.
Someone near me. Remember when he did the cargo ship? The container ship.
Oh, yes, that was one of his best ones, wasn't it? He got stuck in the Suez Canal.
You know those big evergreen...
Yeah.
The containers?
Yeah.
I saw someone in Reading near the climbing shop, climbing place, had one of those just in their front drive. One of those containers. And I was like, hey, how's it got there?
Yeah.
Why is it there? And how have they put it there?
An awful lot of questions, isn't
How
it?
Have they got it off the... Thing.
It's probably got onto a lorry.
Got onto a crane.
Yeah.
Get it off the other end. Put it in. It's not just turned up.
To what end? On someone's front drive.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going for the next 11 weeks.
We've got episode 250 coming up this year.
I'll take a photo of it. We'll have a trip.
Episode
250 will come from Evergreen in Reading. We've run out of music. Sorry,
yeah, we
John.
Have run out of music. John Pemberton,
letters from a listener. It's all in there, John, isn't it? Let's start with the National League South this week.
Let's start with that, shall we, just for once. Aveley 2, Torquay 1 alphabetically is the first one.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, let's talk about it. We thought that was going to happen.
I could have told anybody who has followed Torquay United throughout their history, even followed them over the last season or two, could tell you we were never winning that game. It doesn't excuse it, but I could tell you we were never, ever going to win that game.
I had this discussion on the weekend with a couple of people on Twitter. Torquay United, in their history, have never, ever been good at being the big club. Never been good at being favourites. Never been good at being favourites in a game. Never been good at, if you win this, you go up. Never, you know what I mean? Never been good at that, like going to Wembley as favourites, whatever. We've never been good at being that. So the change that Gary Johnson, when he first came
in the National
League
South, when it was like, we can beat everybody.
We can beat everyone. You're better players technically. You can beat everybody. And that's what he brought in with him.
Yeah.
And that's what seems to have
gone. We are missing.
Gone. We're missing something. We're missing a midfield.
We haven't got that. Stardust.
We just seemed
unbeatable when we were down there before.
Why are we knocking it long? I don't remember us ever being a long ball knock it long team.
But like you can play long ball like effectively. We don't even seem to have a plan.
I thought it's slow.
I watched this going, what's the idea? Like
we don't ever seem to have been that team.
No.
We always seem to have been the wasp around a picnic.
I don't think Gary Johnson's ever played particularly good football. Like, it's not like, you know, compared to the Leroy Rossini style, for example, at the opposite end. He's pretty functional, but really effective. But now I don't even know what's the style, what's the plan, what are we doing?
We need to pick a lane.
But we don't do anything.
No, it just seems...
It just basically just rely on Mark Halstead saving everything nicking a goal or two when the opposition are knackered.
He shouldn't be having to make so many saves.
I don't think this squad is as bad as it's been.
No, absolutely not.
It's not brilliant. It's certainly not as good as our last National League South team, but I don't think it's as... We shouldn't be losing to Avely. It's not that bad.
I'm not being a
And Avely having a good season, having a good start, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
This we should be beating.
I'm not in absolute denial. I'm not stupid and I'm not blind. I've not seen one performance where I thought, yeah, we looked much better.
No, been awful. On the plus side, though, Avely did give us a new presenter for Vanarama FM. We've got Paul Cook, we've got the buzzer guy, and we've got Avely Travis as well.
Avely Travis, yeah, we've got a new manager.
Avely Travis here in the
oops. Avely Travis, why didn't we do it last week?
Why didn't we do that?
We didn't do that last week. And the other thing we didn't do last week was all the talk of Potty Pierre.
Yeah.
Not one mention of Potty Jean-Pierre Sim.
We didn't even think of it. Was Dave Lee Travis?
Dave Lee Travis.
did he do the romantic stories?
The hairy,
was that him?
No, that's Simon Bates.
Oh, Simon Bates.
The hairy cornflake.
The hairy cornflake.
He did get you tree.
He
John.
Got yes.
Because that's how he's ended up on Vanarama FM, and I'm pleased to be here. But Dave Lee Travis famously,
he was changes are being made above.
Famously threw his toys on air.
Resigned on air, didn't he? Yeah.
Perfect.
Changes are being made absolutely beyond beautiful. My control. All of that, isn't it? Yeah. That,
anyway, we'll hear from Avely Travis further
was
down the line.
That the Burmese prisoner's like favorite DJ or something, wasn't he? You know, the one who was in prison for about 40 years, and the radio shows of Dave Lee Travis kept her going.
Avely Travis.
Let's move on from Avely because it's depressing.
He was like still on Radio 1 when he was like 58.
He was the last surviving.
And couldn't understand why he was being moved off. Speaking to 12-year-olds, Dave. Yeah. Anyway,
you're introducing
Travis.
Primal Scream.
I'm going to say it now. We'll finish above Avely.
I think
we'll finish above Avely.
I'd hope so.
I think we'll finish above Avely.
Bath 2 haven't and Waterlooville 0 haven't, having an absolutely horrible time. Braintree 4 Worthing 0. Now it's that coming.
There you go.
This league is all over the place.
So there we are. The National
Braintree
League.
Braintree were horrific.
National League. You've been
Worthing beating everyone before them.
You've been National Leagued and you just go, this is so up and down. It takes 10 to 15 games for everyone to settle. And it will happen. Yeah. I'm absolutely sure we will get promoted this season.
That win for Bath and defeat for Worthing put Bath top of the league. So going into Tuesday, this is anyway.
Well done, Bath.
Dover 1, Chippenham 1. Mm-hmm. Eastbourne 2, Western Supermare 1. Farnborough 3, Hampton and Richmond 1. So Farnborough still having a decent start.
Yeah,
we play them.
Play them tonight.
Tonight, that is.
What do you think the score will be tonight, John?
I think we win that game. I think it'll be like Chippenham 2-1. Farnborough go ahead. We score late on.
4-0.
No.
4-0, John.
I hope so.
Bloody nil.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Thrash the Farnborough shit.
Hemel nil, Truro nil, Slough Town 2, Tonbridge Angels 5.
I know.
Yikes.
Not good for Slough Town.
Slough, bottom of the league.
Bottom of the league. Any wins?
One. They beat Western Supermare 3-0 the other week. Yeah. So
see, it's so up and down. And they look good. Slough looked good.
Slough, 45 minutes.
That's
brilliant.
People are raising their game against us.
Well, they do. Mm. We found that before.
Quack, quack. Oops.
Taunton 1, Dartford 0. Welling 0, St Albans 0. Christ. Weymouth 2, Maidstone 3. And Yeovil 1, Chelmsford 1. So Yeovil held at home. Did Frank Noble score?
No.
No.
They scored in the last minute as well. It's got 89th minute. So they are. Look. They'll be like us. It will be us and them. It just will be.
Of course.
It just will be eventually.
Come the end.
Ages yet. 40-odd games yet.
One way or the other. Come the end, that'll be it. Do you want a bit of National League?
Go Saturday? On, John. Why not?
Aldershot 3, Chesterfield 4, which was hilarious because Aldershot, we didn't really talk about it, but they had a striker and goal in their last game BT Sport, which was tremendous. They lost that.
Lovely.
Aldershot. They were drawing 3-3 with Chesterfield. The manager brought his son on. Tommy Widdrington brought his son on,
lovely.
Who got booked and sent off within 5 minutes.
Beautiful.
And then Chesterfield
to go on,
scored
you go on, put it about a bit. look, bit of energy, you know, don't get sent off, don't get booked.
Apparently he's come out and said that he's never playing for them again. His own son killed him. Altrincham 1, Bromley 2. So, yeah, late winner for Bromley there, just doing Bromley things. Altrincham, poor old Altrincham. Borehamwood nil, Barnet one.
Oh, right.
Battle of the North
doing,
London.
Are Borehamwood doing very badly?
They've not had a great start. No, no, it's been a bit poor. They're down in 19th so far, so they've got off to a really poor start. And Barnet, yeah, they're flying at the moment, so they won
Ben
that
Winter
one.
Playing, John?
Do you want me to check? I didn't have a look, actually. Ben Winter playing? He's been on the bench a lot. No, he wasn't on the... Oh, yes, he was. Yeah, he was. Dagenham 3, AFC filed 1.
Filed. The Coasters. They've signed someone interesting. Who have they signed? Someone interesting. Filed.
Someone interesting?
They have signed...
I don't know.
I'm going to say... Oh, no, I'm absolutely wrong. It's Fleetwood. Fleetwood has signed Shimanga.
Oh, have they?
Yeah,
oh,
remember Shimanga, John?
Okay, yeah.
Fleetwood have signed, not filed, haven't
they? It's all about there, isn't it? Same part of the world. Dorking nil, Eastleigh nil. Absolute 4, York City 1.
Dorking's manager went in on 3G pitches. Mark White.
Yeah.
Finally,
not,
it's
I've
seen
not
the light.
I haven't read it yet, but you were telling me this
basically
morning.
Saying should be nowhere near professional football, which is absolutely true.
They've got one.
I know. He said he was slagging his pitch, saying it's absolutely dreadful. Ball doesn't bounce properly. Everyone gets injured on them. It's absolutely true.
That's surprising.
Shouldn't be allowed. I 100% think
I thought he'd be 100 all in on the on the pitch.
Well, he knows it's cheating.
It makes business sense. I'm surprised.
Good business sense.
As someone who owns the club, he's come out and said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think the council own the ground.
Yes.
So I don't think he owns the ground.
No.
So I don't think you can do anything about and they'll probably rent that pitch out.
Well, they do, yeah.
You see these pitches, the ball don't bounce properly.
Yeah.
It's a different game. Anyway, can't get into it.
So yeah, Ebbsfleet 4, York 1. York have had a horrible start. They're down there in 23rd. They've sacked their manager.
No, have they?
Yeah, he's gone. Michael Morton.
Well, they've got Matt Ugler as their owner, isn't it? He's quite
pretty
vocal.
So the Yeovil blokes, they've gone in and bought York.
Pretty vocal on Twitter, if you follow him. Yeah. Pretty good on Twitter.
You do know your onions, don't you? I wouldn't have known Matt Ugler.
John, we have been doing 223 episodes.
I know, but I didn't. I just don't follow it as closely as you do.
I'm pleased you're impressed of my National League knowledge.
You do know your stuff.
Who's the York City chairman? Whack, whack, oops.
Oxford Baker. Hartlepool 2, Wealdstone 1.
They might do all right, Hartlepool. You know.
Hartlepool are doing well, yeah. They've got off to a very, very good start, so that's a bit of a shame. Although now they don't have Dave Challoner, I'm not quite so opposed. I'm sort of fine with it, isn't it?
It's not the same team,
it's
is
all
it?
Right. Did you see the bloke who scored for them in the playoff final?
Luke Armstrong.
Tried and failed to sign for Wrexham on deadline day.
Half a million pounds.
And they didn't get the paperwork done in time.
I did, so I've just told you his name and how much it was. Oh, yes, I do.
You do know.
I do know
I
the
will
story.
Catch you out as...
It's like when people, I like it when people go on radio and they go, morning, how are you? Like they've not seen each other.
Yeah,
and
how you
set the program up for the last hour. Oh, morning.
Like
that shirt you've
just seen each
like
other.
Like the shirt you've got
time.
On. Shut up.
Maidenhead nil, Woking nil.
Oh, oof. But Maidenhead, have they had like 5 clean sheets?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you'd know.
The
Oracle. Why are you asking me?
For some reason this week I'm full of National League knowledge.
Rochdale nil, Halifax 1.
Yeah.
So Rochdale have probably not started quite as well as they wanted. They're in 8th. Solihull Moors 3, Oxford City 3. Do you know what? I was searching for a National League game to put in my accumulator on Saturday and I declined that one because I thought paper it looks like a Solihull Moors win, but I know Solihull Moors. I know them too well.
Your classic National League side.
Yeah.
All right, National
They're
League game.
Always going to bugger that up. Yeah. And Oxford City equalised late on to get a point on the road at Solihull Moors. So they've pulled themselves clear of the bottom for now. Southend 2, Kidderminster 1. So Southend on the pitch, flying. Doing really well.
2 points down, John?
I think they've wiped out their 10-point deficit. They are on 2 points.
I'm not working with notes, am I, John?
You're not.
So impressive. So impressive.
Incredible. And Gateshead 2, Oldham 2. Go on, tell us. You got sent off for Oldham in the 89th.
I don't know. Couldn't even tell you Oldham's manager. Yes, I could.
Yes, you could.
Unsworth.
Yes, David Unsworth. There you go. It's all there somewhere.
There we are.
Good.
That's good. And who's top of the National League North, John? Scunthorpe by about a fucking mile.
Wouldn't know.
Didn't need to say that.
No,
Scunthorpe by about a mile.
Well, Brackley Town, actually. No, Scunthorpe. Yeah.
Brackley, are they?
Yeah.
Scunthorpe.
That's games on Tuesday night, though, so, you know.
There we are. Oh, sure, yeah. Is that it, John?
Yeah, that's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession. The National Obsession.
Listening to the National Obsession, and it's very nice to have in the studio an ex-National League manager with us. Long career in football, of course, and of course has various other jobs, business interests he's done over the years. Great to have John Pemberton with us. Hi, John.
Yeah, it's lovely to be back here on the podcast. Just getting my face out, getting my name out, and you know, seeing what's out there at the moment for me.
Sure, yeah, sure. So we know you've in the past had all sorts of jobs. How are you keeping yourself busy at the moment?
Well, yeah, you know, I used to be the Chesterfield manager.
Yeah.
And you know, what have they done since then? Not a lot, I'd say. I was in shipping.
Yeah.
I think I managed wind turbines at one point, just trying to, I sort of like to spread.
Did you look after the Cornwall Space Project for a while?
Cornwall Space Project. I just like to spread my wings, diversify. I think that's the key, isn't it? Diversify.
I believe you're working in air traffic control these days.
Well, I've just left my job there. Oh, right. I was approached. I took over UK air traffic control a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You might have seen in the news there was sort of catastrophic failure of the entire system. Flights grounded and all that. You know, that's just the way it goes for us. And, you know, it's just a bit of bad luck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I may have sort of pressed a couple of wrong buttons and sort of crashed, tanked the entire system and no one could fly anywhere. But, you know, that's the way it goes for us. You know, on the flip side, carbon emissions were right down on that day. So, you know, doing a bit for the environment. But, you know, I moved on from UK air traffic control just last week. And, you know, just sort of looking for my next project. But thankfully, you know, a few years ago, sort of worked out a little bit of a side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
And look, my dad always said to me, John, put your money in bricks and mortar.
Good advice.
So, and it was great advice from old man Pemberton, and invested in Rack Concrete.
Ah.
Got my own business. Sort of building schools, hospitals.
Sure.
You know.
Safe money.
Yeah, safe money. And, you know, I you know, touch wood. Nothing's gone too wrong yet, but you know, a few schools having to close down at the moment because there's a rat. So you know, maybe I should have put my money in.
Some
wood.
Theatres have shut down. As
some
well,
theatres. You know, that's just the way it goes for us.
If you
know,
could shut down the crew theatre on the.
I'll see what I can do.
Is the crew theatre Rat Concrete?
From an insurance point of view, that would be quite helpful.
That'd be quite handy for me. Okay, all right.
We're just dealing with a bit of sort of firefighting at the moment, crisis management, because, a few of the schools have sort of started collapsing here and there.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just the way it goes. It's a bit of bad luck, and we just got to hope the lock turns and nothing else sort of majorly spectacularly fails. But touch wood, that's not happened yet. But, you know, maybe I should have put my money in wood.
John Pemberton, thank you very much. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Bzz, bzz. Whack, whack, oops. I feel a bit bad singing the Reclaimers then when we've had Deacon Blue on the show.
It's a battle of these Scotch bands, isn't it? But there we go. Let's kick off with Spitball Idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a Wrexham fan. Occasionally gets in touch.
Hey, there, Spitball.
On the ice, gents.
On the ice.
All right, Spitball. You remember we used to sing Pitbull songs to
him? Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Just putting this on my...
Putting your muff back on over there.
On there, okay.
What?
On my pop filter.
pop yes, filter.
That's what they have at Radio X. No pop on there. You're listening to Avely Travis.
Here's Carly Simon.
Oops, get your knickers off.
Up next is the buzzer guy.
Right.
On the ice, gents, says Spitball Idea. It says, listening to the show last week, the show, and the topic of Disney...
The Pooh's letter.
The topic of Disney songs in the National League came up.
Oh, yeah, this still... Jesus, come on.
Christ, come on.
Come on, guys.
I thought about it for far too long, and all I could come up with were two. Eastleigh, Spitfires, Hellfire, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Spitfires, Coach Fired, Now Rich Hill, It's Your Turn. I don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
Do you know about the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I'm just going to do this. I really appreciate everyone's letters. But can we have no more letters about Disney songs and National League? Because it's been absolutely insane.
Can I interject?
I think we had one good, didn't we? Under the car park scene. That was it.
Was
that we peaked.
Yeah, that was Simon. Yeah.
So can we just go, that was that. What great fun we all had. It's a text topic at best.
can I interest you in a version of Colours of the Wind from Pocahontas with a police dog named Bryn?
Look, really thanks very much. Really appreciate it. But is that it? Is that
Stop
all
now? Spitball says, still listening to the show every week as a Wrexham fan. Pulling for Torquay to get back into the National League next year. Thanks,
come on.
Spitball.
Thanks, Spitball. And thank you for the letter. Really appreciate it. But that is now a moratorium on
time of death. 10:13, Tuesday, September the 5th.
If anybody sends in any more, you will lose your FOF number.
I thought it was me usually. Get stuck in.
Well, I've met Deacon Blue this morning, so I'm quite cocky about the whole thing.
Alexander Walton says, thank you for the mention in podcast.
Go on.
He says, thank you for the two obvious cliches based on my surname, Walton on Thames and the Waltons TV theme. In a desperate attempt to get the unbeaten Altrincham mentioned again, I challenge you to come up with a third. Here to keep the fifth tier represented in your excellent podcast.
Walton Hersham FC, they played Wimborne Town on Saturday and they lost. No, they played Chesham United on Saturday. Walton and Hersham, they played Chesham and they lost 3-0, 3-1. And isn't that exciting that I know that?
How do you know that? The Waltons, Walton on Thames.
Right, you just sprung it on us.
Walton Casuals, are they a football team
as
well?
Yeah, that's just the same.
That's
the
same
place,
thing,
isn't
though, isn't
it?
I'm just trying to think of another one.
No.
Walton.
No, we don't have to. Walton Adebayo. That's Dalton Adebayo.
Okay, yeah. Timothy Walton.
I don't want to. Works, I don't just cut this bit out. Rubbish.
The Walton of Brunei. There you go, you can have that one.
No.
I just did it. There
we are.
Clive Haywood. So Clive says, hello, chaps.
This won't be...
Thank you, Alexander.
This won't be Disney rubbish.
Hello, chaps. Here's a possible team made up of people... Not Disney. Who have football clubs as surnames.
Okay.
This is good.
Oh, this is
nice. We did a little bit of
this
last week. Neville in Southall.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Willie in Rushton.
Yeah.
Not a football club, but it's similar to the work. Simon in Weston.
Okay, that's right.
F***ing hell.
Yeah.
Susanna in York.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Could be Dwight in York as well, also works. Clive in Everton.
That's nice.
That's
what,
good.
What a good commentator he was.
Yeah.
That's Peter Drury's good, isn't he?
I love Peter Drury.
Oh, my God.
He's brilliant.
So good. Adam Summerton is really
He's
great.
Ace as well.
He's really
great.
Peter Drury is phenomenal. Gets it. Absolutely gets it.
Sometimes goes a bit too far, but
nah,
who cares?
It's great.
I love
it. Love it. Love it.
Charlie and Hull.
Charlie Hull. A golfer. Women's golfer.
Charlie in Chester. Richard in Burton. Alan in Sunderland and Zach in Crawley.
Thank you.
Physio Ben in Dover. Come on, that's too easy.
There we
on
are.
On the ice, Clive.
Very nice, Clive. On the ice to you, as always. Thank you very much.
Superb work,
ever. Very good.
Daisy Seller, Altrincham and Jean.
I've been wondering where she is.
I think
she'd left us since we've gone to the National League South. She has no interest in us anymore.
It's Daisy Hughes now as well.
She's Daisy Hughes now, yeah.
That's Daisy Seller. On the ice, John and Charlie. Sorry for the delay in writing. Oldie, we're enjoying a nice little unbeaten start for the season, but now that's over, normal services resumed. My husband and I were discussing the most tinpot things we've seen in our long non-league football supporting careers. And amongst many contenders, we landed on an FA Cup home match against Luton in around 2007-2008, in which our snack bar chip fryer kept tripping the floodlights.
Oh, lovely.
So a decision was made to sacrifice the chips to get the game going. I did also enjoy the Mansfield Town station reset as the halftime raffle prize a number of years ago too. And finally, Adam Miller, Windy Miller, says, hope you're both well. At what point during the away game against Averley did you both look at/WhatsApp each other and think, what are we doing here? Well, I didn't, because it didn't go.
We didn't go, which is bad, you know. But also,
I had
stuff to do. John was at another match because... You know, if your partner likes another team, you have to go there sometimes. And I bailed. No, I was tired. I'd had a very long weekend of work.
I've got other games coming up. Hemel.
Yes.
Be at Hemel.
Hemel away.
No Dremel before Hemel.
No carbs before marbs.
And anyway, Adam also says, if I offered you a place in the playoffs right now, would you take it? No. We're winning this damn thing.
Well, we're going to be in the playoffs. No, I think we might win it. Yeah, of course I'd take it. Of course I'd take it.
Entirely off topic, but Tranmere churned out yet another insipid performance against Wrexham in front of a 10,500 attendance at Prenton Park. Yeah. We lost 1-0, but could have been 5. Tough times. Take care, Windy Miller.
Have you seen Tranmere's manager, John?
Who is Tranmere?
I know it's
manager?
Not national. Google,
is it Mickey Mellon?
Google the Tranmere manager. My friend describes him as someone who looks like he's selling crack outside Asda.
Tranmere Rovers
manager.
Who is it? Stop playing Tranmere Rovers manager. Ian Dawes.
Ian Dawes. Look at him.
Is he indoors? No, he's outdoors.
Lorraine, if you're not going to stay indoors, you have to get Lorraine McIntosh.
That's brought it full circle. He does look like a crack addict. You're right. There we go.
There we are. Is that it? All the letters. That's a great letter. Thank you, Windy Miller, for your letter. Do get in touch. How can people send us a letter, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Awesome.
NatOpSpot on Twitter.
And so we've got Farnborough tonight. I think we win that 4-0. And then we've got Saturday? Another home match, isn't it?
Yes.
Two home games.
I can't remember.
Top of the league by Saturday night. Very exciting. That's going to be top of the league. Put another little run together, and then we got the FA Cup v Wimborne Town.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't be further away.
I'm going on holiday.
I couldn't be further away from Wimborne. I'm in Hull.
Oh.
On tour. Do come and see me on tour if you are in nearby. Look up dates. Link in bio. Look up the dates. Come and see it. We'll have a laugh.
Chelmsford on Saturday.
Chelmsford at home, is it?
Yeah.
6 points this week. Top of the league by Saturday night. Up the Gulls. It's happening.
Yellow Army.
Keep the faith. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.